Next up, Doyle Lawson and Quicksilver from Mighty Mississippi. I mean, their song Mighty Mississippi from the album The Original Band. The Giddy Up is coming up. It's 4 o'clock. I'm saying goodbye. Thank you all for listening. One more song about cities and towns headed your way. I'll see you on Saturday. Have a nice one, everybody. This is WMFO in Medford.
Just us three. We were riding with the Texas back from NYC. Riding out of Dallas in the wind and sun. The road was wide open and the world was young. The world was young. Mountains and the deserts and the endless days. Over bridges in the little towns and lost highways. We never had to worry when we played our song. The people that were friendly and the nights were long. The nights were long. And there were nine kinds of motherfuckers, bad fucking bloodsuckers everywhere we go. But the music always sounded right when you heard it late at night, moving across the Mesa of New Mexico. Distance in the New York home. Wailing's in the bottom and it's almost time. Outside the snow is falling and the stars still shine. The stars still shine. And there were nine kinds of motherfuckers, bad fucking bloodsuckers everywhere we go. But the music always sounded right when you heard it late at night. Rolling across the Mesa of New Mexico. Rolling across the Mesa of New Mexico. Rolling across the Mesa of New Mexico. I'm looking for complication, looking 'cause I'm
Papa.
Oh, will you stop it already?
Yes.
Hey, boys and girls, 4:08 in the afternoon on this 16th day of January. And, yeah, it's a little tit nipple out there. Wouldn't you say so? I am DJ Pauly B. Welcome to the Giddy Up. And I am accompanied by my partner in crime, the funny man, Christopher Ridgway. Hello. Welcome back after your years-long vacation.
Yeah, exactly. Thanks for paying me.
Yeah, it's been a long time, Ed, but it's good to be back and, you know, and bring you guys some great rock and roll music and... as well, we're going to do a little tribute later on today for Dolores O'Riordan, who is the beautiful, lovely singer of the Cranberries that passed away yesterday, unexpectedly, I guess. But and she was, what, 46, Chris?
46.
46. Yeah. Wow. Anyways, we're gonna drop some Cranberries on you later, just in honor of her, because she had such a wonderful, beautiful voice. And, man, she'll be very missed. You know what? A little tidbit that I have. You know, she's the richest woman in Ireland?
Really?
The richest woman in Ireland, yes.
Yeah, she was, I knew she was married,
I mean,
to.
She was loved by so much. I mean, my God, that melodic voice.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. Anyways.
She was married to the road manager for Duran Duran.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
It is net worth.
Whew. Well, either way. No, I love Duran Duran, too.
Yeah, okay, so not for anything. We're doing way too many of these tributes. It's awful.
Dude, the past awful. Year, remember? I mean, last year was insane how many of our idols, rock star idols, died.
Mm-hmm.
My God. You know, it's too much. They're just dropping left and right.
Yeah, I don't know. This one's got a little bit of a little fishiness on it.
Well, they haven't released what happened yet, but she did have a depression problem. Pretty bad.
I mean,
pretty bad, yeah.
Yeah, the health and everything, is, you know, mental health is part of overall health. But the other thing, too, was if you were really, really sick, are you going to go to, you know, go to London into a studio with your band?
Yeah.
So it's just sad.
I got you.
Yeah.
I got you. It's a sin. It's a sin. It's a shame and a sin. Anyways, so play some more... Maybe not melodic music, but we'll be back with our daily shout-outs.
We will.
And, of course, silly news. And I'm quite sure me and Chris will be rolling on the floor laughing at one point during...
Tickling each other.
During this program. Anyways, you're listening to the Giddy Up... Oh, this is your...
Yes.
Go ahead, buddy.
You are listening to the Giddy Up. I affirm your assertion. 91.5 MFO.
Just when I was low, feeling short of stable, all the chin tins, and all she keeps inside is in on the label. She's ashamed. Can she take me for a walk? Can I be a friend? We'll forget the past, or maybe I'm not able. And I break at the bend. We're here and now, will we ever be again? 'Cause I have found all that shimmers in this world is sure to fade. Yeah.
brother. It was really good, brother.
Just and then her husband walked in.
No, I was just telling the funny man about beautiful lasagna, vegetable lasagna I made last night.
Extremely healthy lasagna, too.
Absolutely, because I used no noodles, because I don't have a noodle.
Nope.
To begin with, so why would I even try to grab some? But I used eggplant, mushroom, baby spinach, red roasted peppers. Are you kidding me?
Mm-hmm.
It just came out fantastic. I'm telling you, it's addictive.
Wow, I'm very interested in that red peppers with the
yes, the red roasted peppers. Hey, that was kind of a on the last minute thing there. That Dawn said, "Hey, you want to throw the rest that jar of red roasted peppers in there?" I'm like, "Hell yeah!" Hey, if we're going healthy, why not? Right?
Yeah, I mean that's good. That's excellent.
Yeah, nice. Vegetable lasagna. Kind of from the Seinfeld.
Yeah, vegetable lasagna.
I'm sitting next to vegetable lasagna. Hey, I can hear you.
Well, I can hear you.
Anyways, boys and girls, 4:24 in the afternoon. Welcome back to the Giddy Up, your favorite rock and roll show in Medford, Mass. Of the state of Medford, Mass. On 91.5 WMFO.
All right, I got a question now.
Go ahead.
Now I have a question.
I might have an answer.
If this is the state of Medford,
yes.
How can Frankie be the mayor? Wouldn't he be governor?
Okay. Well, we just promoted him.
All right.
And speaking of Frankie, he's said he wanted to come in, you know, like week after week after week. But we love having him here. I mean, he is really a great personality, and he's in that Daddy's Home 2 mm-hmm. movie.
And just released...
What's that?
Proud Mary.
Is that about Tina Turner? No.
After Vino.
No, it's not about Tina Turner. Anyways, kids.
I can't think of his name. Danny Glover is not, I repeat, is not Ike Turner.
Danny Glover, Ike Turner.
Yeah.
I don't know. Coincidence? I think not.
Frankie McGonagall, come over here. Frankie McGonagall, you tell Ike Turner how to play his guitar. Frankie McGonagall, you tell Ike Turner how to play his guitar. You try to help Ike. Help Ike Frankie McGonagall. Nobody help Ike Frankie McGonagall.
What did Frankie play in that movie?
When the I Gets. He had a little skirt on. Did a little dance in a Proud Mary.
Yeah, he's like the guy that comes in here and cleans out the trash bags. He did that at Tina and Ike Turner's home mansion. Anyways, what do you have?
I have a good job degrees. In the city.
I have 34 degrees. What do you have? 32.
Wait, is this like
I have 32.
Is this a game? Like
well,
cards?
We always have different degrees, but it's 32 degrees here, boys and girls, and it's gonna get colder as we go on through the night because as I'm sure everybody knows, and thank God I'm not at the Market Basket.
I'm at the Demoulas.
Because we're going to have to, wait a minute.
Gotta get the bread and milk. I gotta get the bread and milk. I gotta get the bread and milk. I gotta get the bread and milk. Oh my God, I gotta get the bread and milk. I gotta get the bread and milk. I gotta get the bread and milk. They said snow. I gotta get the bread and milk.
You know, let's give this guy a hand here.
I love him. That's Vic
DiBenedetto.
DiBenedetto, yeah.
Who will be playing at Chevalier Theater in Medford, I believe, in March.
Cut it out.
Yep.
We are going.
He's going.
We are going. Yep. I love him. He is so effing funny.
What if we can get him on the show?
Oh.
He needs to promote.
I don't see why we couldn't. I don't really see why we couldn't. All right. We'll put that in our pocket for right now.
You know what?
We'll talk about it off the air.
Yeah, we can shoot something to the music director here. Maybe there's a promotions person saying that we want to promote a show. If he can come on, we're fans.
I'll just call him.
Blah, 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 blah. Oh. we could do that.
I have his personal number.
Oh, in that case, we could just do that.
Yes.
That's a lot easier than the Byzantine formula I just spun.
And then maybe in March, well, it may not be snow. You never know, but we have them do it live on the air.
Yeah.
The bread and milk
But by the way,
go ahead.
We can also get into the story how he, that's impromptu, and how he just, I won't tell it because he'll tell it. By the way, I have your 32 and I matched it with 32. I have 32 as well.
Oh, wow. Look at that. That's
so
good.
Put it together. It's 64. It's a spring day.
So, well, it would be a nice fall day.
or early.
I don't care. But be prepared, kids. Get the bread and milk, because tonight, after midnight, it's going to start snowing. I don't think but you never know with these weather people, because they always say, they said earlier 2 to 5 inches, which is nothing. You can ask my girlfriend. No, but they changed it right before I left the house till 7 plus. So,
and you can ask my wife.
Anyways,
come on, you two. It's a family show.
Yeah, right.
It's a family show. Of course, as long as you're part of the Manson family.
It's never been a family. So, all right. Do you want to do the shout outs, or are we just going to?
No, I'll leave it. I'll call in. To those.
You're going to leave and go out of the parking lot and call up.
You think I will?
I don't know. I could play another song.
Master of Ceremonies, Pauly B. I think I'm ready for my music.
All right. You got it, sir. This is the part of the show, boys and girls, where we appreciate, never depreciate, but we never make it through one song.
All right, so first and foremost, we got off to a start at 4:01 today.
Yes.
So we're already ahead of the game.
Already.
Yeah, so...
That doesn't mean anything, though, with us.
No, but so what we can do is not make up for lost time, but lose gain time by doing the shout-outs.
All right. Here we go.
Yeah, so...
And here's your shout-outs, boys and girls.
And if you go on to our lovely The Giddy Up page here on the Facebooks, which you kids may know about, we had a new like. And that new like is Amy Harrison Gambino.
That's right, from the Gambino family. So I'm going to have to play a song for her later because she made an offer I can't refuse.
You either make a lasagna with noodles... Or I kill you. How about I play you a song? The hit's off.
Oh, you wake up with a fish in your bed.
You wake up with a wet noodle in your bed, I tell you. So thank you.
Or a horse head. What is it?
A horse's head.
Okay. I wasn't sure. You're Italian. You know.
My favorite
better than
movie
I do.
Of all time.
I usually wake up with empty beer cans. In my bed.
Well, if they were full, we'd have a problem.
No, they're never full. So, trust me.
Amy, thank you so much. The worst thing I ever woke up to was bolognese in my bed.
Bolognese?
Scotch and bolognese in my bed.
Scotch and bolognese.
Yeah.
That sounds interesting.
From 4 hours
before. See the wheels turning?
Yes.
Smoke coming out of my ears?
I do.
I'm already thinking of a recipe. With scotch and bolognese. Making a bolognese. I make a great bolognese sauce. I do.
I tell you.
I'm the Irish guy that cooks just as good as the Italian guy. Thank you, sir.
Good color, too. A lot of people get the color of sauce wrong.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. But I'll get on that later. Okay. All right, so that leadoff is our super fan from Salem, Massachusetts. Jennifer Kanderzinski, lead him. You can lead him a horse to water, but you can't make him drink.
Nope. We love Jen.
I'm going to put sentences together. It's always darkest before the dawn chase. I am a DJ. I am what I play. Carla D and Eric Wilson, also in beautiful, historic Salem, Mass.
Yes, we miss DJ Carla.
We do. Carla, open, you know, get an open seat. And it's always,
always
an open door.
Always wide open for you, Carla. We love you. Yeah. And we're going to have sweet.
Oh, no.
I'm not going to step on your toes. I'm sorry.
Zip it.
Zip it.
Okay, so you know what? I think we're going to give our shout out now to sweet Colleen Shea.
Oh!
We love Colleen.
What a shock.
Sweet Colleen. Colleen will be making a guest appearance live and in studio on The Giddy Up.
Yeah. I can't wait to have her.
Oh my God! I think
because she's really one of the most fun-loving. She's like us, yeah. Like giggly person in the world. Like she will just laugh at everything and make jokes.
Yeah.
I can't wait to have her on the show as well.
I wish. You know what? I think she should quit her job and join the show regularly. I'm just saying.
Well, I told you that years ago.
Well, I actually did quit a job so I could do the show. And I got, like, more money. See how that worked?
So that worked
seriously,
very well.
If you want to do the show, and just quit your job, you'll find another one. They'll pay you more. And you'll tell your new employer, oh, by the way, I do a radio show. Oh, that's great. I need 2 hours off in the afternoon. That's fine. Here's more money. Works all the time.
How does that not work?
Easily.
I like your shirt, by the way.
Why, thank you.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I like the blue and the green colors.
Why, thank you very much.
Yeah.
Right on. Got it. It's
from, you like my new jeans, man?
I like your new jeans.
I look like, I'm a rock star from the 80s.
I'll tell you something. Those jeans would look great rolled up in a ball next to my dad. See, we need to have a woman in here again.
Well, as long as I'm with your wife.
Oh, yeah? As long as I'm in the corner crying, eating cookies. Wait a minute, what the hell? Once again, Ma and Kim. By the way, Ma and Kim and Ball, the trans. We definitely want to do a shout-out to them after that comic interlude.
Yes.
And, of course, the esteemed Mr. Chet Johnson, Billy Roderick, Dave Streffolino. By the way, do you know Dave can be heard on WBZ?
I do.
Radio 1030 where the news never stops?
Never stops. Well, neither does his mouth. He still thinks there's twin tanks on 93.
By the way, I don't know if you know this now. He has to change his tagline on all his emails because iHeartRadio was now bought by the Madison Gill Douche Corporation. Yes, so now he has to say WBZ Radio 1030 iHeartRadio, part of the Madison Gill Douche Corporation.
No.
He does. He has to say that now. It does.
What? They couldn't get Summer's Eve?
No, they bought FM. They have more money, I guess.
Oh, good Lord.
Michael Scott Stewart of the Brigands.
Yes, Michael.
Not to be confused with Scott Michael Stewart of Brigham's. Andy Ferry. Chrissy and Bill at the newly reopened Chuck Wagon Diner in Wakefield.
Of course, we got to do this again.
Oh, my God, the song's over. What the?
You haven't even made it a quarter of the way through.
What the Christmas?
Speaking of Christmas, it was Chris's birthday on Christmas.
No, and, Chris doesn't have birthdays.
No, not anymore because he's so old. I don't blame him. And then my birthday was 11 days after him, so he's always going to be older than me. But anyways, we didn't do a birthday show, which I was a little disappointed because we used to do a birthday show every year.
We'll do one. Because we like to roll Frankie into the birthday shows. He's a Capricorn, too.
He is, too.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe next week.
Yeah, who knows?
We'll have to ask in Bergamo because his schedule is crazy.
Yes.
He's making pizzas. He's cleaning out trash bags.
Making movies. He's bottling.
The guy does everything.
He's
washing out bottles.
He's doing retro 70s porn. I mean, it's awesome.
Yeah. He's got all those homeless people living under his mustache. It's,
And he's also now governor of Medford.
Now. Okay, we'll have to say that from now on.
Of the state of Medford, so. All right, so Michael Bobo, Chase Carson, you can be heard on Fridays. Hopefully we'll be soon on this here MFO station between 10 to midnight. Once again, that is the Time Tunnel. Tune in or you'll be sorry.
That's right.
Yep.
I listened to him last Friday. He's got that lovely, like, Barry White voice. Like,
yeah.
Oh, he's got the perfect radio voice. He's like me, though. Not that I have the perfect radio voice, but I have the perfect face for radio.
Oh, please. You're a golden god, you son of a gun.
Yeah, and then I jump off the off the shed into the pool.
Tracy McKenzie, Debbie Depot, Old School Steve.
Hey, old school.
Old school, kicking it, old school. Make sure you play some Clash for old school. He likes the Clash.
Okay.
If not, maybe we'll play next week. Leah Hall. Leah, Eddie Riley.
Leah, I can't wait till we do that video. Do a video or just record it?
Do you want to do a video?
Yeah, we got to do a video so we can take off our shirts.
All right. Exactly. All right, that's it.
Exactly.
Okay, so we also need someone to hold the camera. You need an iron stomach.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, Matt Fisher, Danny Martinetti of The Lounge, heard every other Saturday night between 9 and 11.
Danny! Danny!
What MFO? Don't shoot it. You might hear him. You might not. Don't sue us. Kenny Melanson, Mike Marchese, Seth Black, Danny Rose, Charlie Driver, his uncle Carl B, bus driver. Same last name. On the father's side, I guess. Joe Breezy High, our legendary, not forgotten weatherman. Lisa Neville Ambler, Caitlin Hussey, Karen Whitman, Sandra and Doreen, Sandra Network in Peabody, Mass. Located in historic Route 1, right next to the Golden Banana.
Is it really?
You want to go find out?
Yeah.
You just drive up there. And
yeah.
Wow. If we don't find it, I say, hey, might be a little parched.
It's funny, we walked into the Golden Banana one time.
And never left.
Me and Chris. And Chris is like, yeah, I've never been here either. And we walk in and they're like, hey, Chris, hey, what's up, buddy?
Owner buys his drinks. Phil Fleming, Dorothy Abruzzi, Ebert, Bob, Samantha, and Robert Wynn, Mary Canavan, Jim, and the kids on the Yellow 93 bus, Carson, Ken Rosinski, Lisa Marie Kilpatrick, the mustachio governor of Medford.
The governor.
The gov.
He's the gov now.
The gov. Frankie Imbergamo.
Love Frankie.
Denise Fioretti Mamolette.
Yes.
Who? Maybe we should have her on the show.
I would love to have Denise on the show.
She's such a good person. I haven't seen her in years.
Give her a free Mamolette to be on the show.
Yeah, I guess if your last name's Mamolette, you already got one. So... you figure it out. Mike Bessler, you're the doctor there, Brant. Mike Bessler, Frankie Feely. I'm not a doctor, but I do play one on the outside of Walgreens.
What?
I'm not a doctor, but I do play one outside of Walgreens.
I do.
Lab coat. Got mustard stains on
it. I don't even wear scrubs. I wear grubs. That's a new kind of jean that I'm wearing today.
Oh, man.
They're leather and denim.
I think you got a rock and roll calendar. I'm going to look at that in a little bit. Pick Cornair Crew, Big Jack and Janice.
Now I have to play Fleetwood Mac.
Cookie, Christine Fantasia, Buddy, Nicole, and Chloe. Baba Gigi Messina, Irish Eddie, Jen Rannan, and Christina Papalado.
Papalado.
Eat my lasagna. It's vegetarian. Hey!
Yep.
Ricky Cummings in the Dirty E. Mark A. Hart. Emmy D. Domenico.
I'll have my Mamolette with a side of Papalado, please.
It's very good because we are having a special today. Every Papalado that you get, we donate $1 to Mamolette Research.
There you go. How can you not?
Oh, man. Amy D. Domenico, John Abbas Buckley. We're not even halfway through
this. This is the second show.
Brian Scurio, Adam McLean,
Vonnie
Tiermausch, Lane Ivory Allen, Gail Bracken, Russ LeBlanc, Nicole Bisson, Lisa Sweetser, Deb Delish, Gail Snow, Eddie McKinnon, Rocco Scali, Joe N. Riddle, IMDJ Flex, Charlotte Connors, John Pierce, Timmy Clegg, Ramon Lopez, Mike Magnin, Charlie McCarthy, Colleen Shea, who has agreed without any coercion or any threat of bodily harm to be on the show, which that week I think we need to change the music from Seinfeld music to It's Always Sunny music.
Okay. I can do that. But there's
Well, I think you can. I think there's a lot of things you can do.
I'm quite positive I can do that.
Amy Giamacco Mokman, Paul Rizzo, Jennifer Smith, Andrew Brandt, Rebecca Rose Casserly, Pam Bridge, Daniel Santalucci.
Sorry, that's the Three Stooges. They just walked in the studio.
Kelly Vigna, Sylvia Herman, Boston Jackie, and batting ninth at shortstop, Jennifer Palazzo.
Wow, that was quite a recovery at the end there. You were hitting the home stretch. What do they call it in the horse racing?
Home stretch.
Yeah, okay.
That too. I hate to correct you, but it is home stretch.
Yes. Well, thank you, the funny man, Christopher, Mr. Ridgeway.
Yes, that's my name.
I know that. I've known you my whole life, pretty much. Anyways, thank you so much, sir. We're going to play a little music so you guys don't have to listen to us cackling like hens over here and
cackling,
giggling.
I tell ya.
Anyways, want to take us out, Chris, since you already said a mouthful?
Yeah, sure. You're listening to The Giddy Up on 91.5 WMFO Medford.
We'll be right back, boys and girls.
Some lace and paper flowers.
All right, kids. That was a little Fleetwood Mac, a little Gypsy for my brother over there, who used to run a band called Gypsy.
I ran it.
This next one is going out to Amy Harrison Gambino. Time to get the lead out. As long as it's not going in.
Wanna tell you about the girl I love. My, she looks so fine. She's the only one that I've been dreaming of. Maybe someday she will be all mine. I wanna tell her that I love her so. I'm through with her every touch. I need to tell her she's the only one I really love. Got a woman, stay drunk all the time. I said I got a little woman and she won't be true. On Sunday morning when we go down to church, see the men folks standing in line. Don't say they come to pray to the Lord, not when my little girl looks so fine. And in the evening when the sun is sinking low, everybody's with the one they love. Walk the town, keep on searching all around, looking for my street corner girl. I got a warm, warm ball all day. I got a warm, she won't be true, no, no. I got a warm, stick drum all the time. A midnight shift, she fall around all the time. I guess it's just one thing to left for me to do. Gonna pack my bags and move on my way. Cause I got a worried mind, sharing what I thought was mine. Gonna leave her with a guitar's play. I got a warm shoe on me.
That one goes out to Amy Gambino from the Gambino clan. And this next one goes out to my baby blue, Don Chase.